That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Mother's deep prayer, and the baby. good evening and Merry Christmas. This is Elizabeth Joyce. And tonight I'm going to walk through the Christmas story with music. And I think it will be wonderful. My programs this year have been about this time period. For a while now, I've been talking about the 2020s, and it's been very high drama. I speak of things that I see psychically. I have worked to do this for many, many years. I have also wanted to be clear about what we have been facing and what we will yet face. And next week, on New Year's Eve, I'll be doing the predictions. As I have seen psychically the events potentially ahead for 2024, I have also seen what we have been able to do with spiritual help to transmute and transform. My throat's a little strained tonight, so please excuse me. That we have to avoid massive greater difficulties than those that are still to come. This is why I also seek to talk about the impact of the spiritual domain on this physical domain, as well as the continuing help and involvement and the invisible help that is there, which is always available to those who accept it, believe in it, and seek help. We are the voices crying out in the wilderness, and our prayers are answered. Maybe not always, obviously, or as we personally think they should be answered, but they are answered in ways that are the better and best for all concerned. And there are other people who are out in the wilderness. And so we're going to hear about the Magi. Let's listen about the Magi. And then we're going to hear about the drummer boy, which is part of the shepherds. So the Magi and the drummer boy will tell us the story.
They saw the star above them, and they knew they'd find their way through the valley of the shadow with a hope of human kindness. They were strengthened by the vision of a new and brighter day. And the wise men spoke of peace on earth, of harmony and struggle. Gone, and a new one is revealed in the weaving of your fingers, in the whisper of a love that's born again, in the weaving of your fingers, in a promise that we made that never ends. Yes, we all must make the journey, and it seems the time is telling us to be all that we can. To help lift up the fallen, we must sow the seeds of goodness. The torch is passed among us now to light the way of man. For the heart of man's a palace, and his dreams are as the sunlight. They burn as they warm the freezing cold. As an eagle, flying higher. As a river through the canyon. The diamond star shines down upon the pathway to the star.
And the on earth of harmony and struggle. Know you now a cycle's gone and a new one is revealed in the weaving of
promise that is never.
Gifts we bring, ba rum pa bum bum, rum pa bum bum, rum pa bum bum.
Peace on earth, can it be?
And
years from now, perhaps we'll see.
Our finest gifts we bring, ba rum pa bum. Every child must be made aware. Every child must be made to care. Care enough for his fellow man to give all the love that he can.
Will come true for my child and your child too.
He'll see the day of glory. I pray my death for him
when men of good will live in peace, live in peace again. Peace on earth, can it be? Can it be?
Twenty-twenty-four is the year, including a few months both before and after, which we already entered into. The beginning of the ending years of the current age of mankind. It is not the end of the physical earth or the world we live in, except it is the year of the most conflict of the remaining years before we enter the new age of mankind, which begins in 2038. It is the last violence and destruction. It is the last year of any souls being confident that they will win with violence and destruction, as has happened in the past. That's over. It is not the year of the end of violence, though it is the year of the greatest potential and the greatest opportunity for change. It is the year when our prayers will do some of the greatest good ever. It is the year of opportunity for us to become ever more aware of our spiritual connection. 2024 is the year where we experience greater gain and growth in meditation, even with facing the lowest vibrational energy ever. It is the year we will begin challenged more at almost every turn, with every opportunity to strengthen ourselves as one would in a gym, as one would by working out. We're going to have to work out our inner being by facing our challenges with courage as best we can. 2024 is the year when we can learn the most about how to join with others to gain strength to overcome the tragedy and hardship, either to seek help or to offer help. It will be very, very busy for you light workers, to the point, probably, some of you, of exhaustion. It is the year where those who seek any old selfish ways of human beings while ending this current age of man will begin to find their hands empty of the old ways which led to their past selfish ways of gain. It is the year where things will appear the worst, but will provide opportunity after opportunity to help one another bring forth the best out of our humanness. Metaphysically speaking, 2024 is the year which, with the contradictions of birth, will be the most painful, although they are not completely ended yet. This is the year before the long birthing process of the age of mankind begins. Remember, I told you we're infants, we're in the beginning stages, we're in the womb, we're coming out. This is the year of faith that the unseen world will be felt more. And if human beings are willing, we can be aware of the unseen world, demonstrate how they demonstrate their help in our lives. This is the year of gaining from listening. This is the year of opportunity to be the human angel to someone who needs help. And now we're going to listen to my dear, dear friend Perry Como with O Holy Night, and then Mary, Did You Know? I have a little more to say after that, so let's listen.
Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. The thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Oh, no.
your baby boy would one day walk on water. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child you deliver will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know? His hands. Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels tried? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know?
Back at that time, people wondered and wandered all over. Many of them were empty. They had not been shown what faith is. They had not been shown about the other worlds and other lands. But I wonder, everybody that's hanging their stockings up tonight, they're empty. Many people have empty stockings, and they have empty stockings within. They can't fill their stockings. They don't know how. The light workers will take them and gently show them the love and the help and how to fill the stockings. And may you be filling yours up this year. This is not a year to neglect your meditations. It is not a year to neglect your inner connection. In fact, it will triple strength if you start to work with it. It's not an evil year. It's not a year to be judged, different to be any other year. It's also not a year where we should expect to be just like any other year. It's not a year to be judged as being bad, even if we only see the bad. It is not a year where many learn that violence and destruction will not win, but rather will learn eventually that these will only delay the loss. It is not a year of helpless despair, but rather a year of opportunity to believe in spiritual first responders as well, ready to help us in any and all difficulty, challenges, and dangerous situations, and some will be among the living, and some will be on the other side, running to fill our stockings with care. It is the end of one chapter and the beginning of another chapter, a time of change, a time of opportunity for a better spiritual connection and relationship, of which we have been presented the evidence for many, many decades, and in no small amount. The writing is on the wall. It is similar in many ways to the year of Noah. 2024 is the breaking and tilling of the soil of the earth, readying it for planting new seeds. 2024 will contain the painful contractions of the mother, including Mother Earth, as she goes into labor, who now needs to push with great effort to bring new life. It is the dark side of the soul for the earth and all life on the earth. As a species of mankind, we will not collectively recognize it as such. Collectively, we will only face the turmoil of the soil being broken, tilled, and overturned through natural disasters, war, and other factors, until we see that which is new gradually showing forth. We will go through the clinical contractions, readying to bring forth the new birth, the transformation, and new life. Some in this lifetime and some in our later lifetimes. But how much did you wander? I wonder as I wander. Let's listen to Peter, Paul, and Mary.
If Jesus
Ever since that baby lay in that manger, Christmas time has been a time of magic, harmony, love, and wonder. At this time, I request and encourage people to pray, especially for those who are in wartime situations, the people of both sides. Pray for miracles for all of them. And then keep praying for miracles. Pray for the Christ and the Christ energy to be present with the people of this earth. In all we will face and in all which we will struggle with and from which we may suffer. We need the prayers in any form, in any religion, in any belief system. Pray to God, pray to who your God is, and let the Christ energies do their work along with other energies. Now we're going to honor the birth. We're going to talk about the manger and about the night.
Side.
That was Elvis Presley. As a matter of fact, Elvis recorded more spiritual songs than he did top hits. Always and forever, our prayers will help, possibly even to prevent some of what I'm seeing psychically. Always and forever, our prayers are real. The one who listens and hears our prayers is the one who can help to bring the change and healing. Now we're going to hear Barbara sing about the Blessed Mother.
Ave Maria.
This is Elizabeth Joyce from Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip, week of December 25th through December 31st, 2023. 2023 closes with many Christmas miracles. Your Christmas gift this year comes from the universe as you realize that there's something within you, an energy that is fabulous and you never knew it. Just ask and you will receive. This year's holiday energy is bursting with love and good cheer. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, the energy is present and you can access it at will. The harmonious vibrations come from the center of the galaxy. Venus in Scorpio is in harmony with Neptune in Pisces on December 25th, making for a soft and gentle day. The moon is in Gemini, which favors lots of talk or short visits for the holiday. If all you want for Christmas is peace on earth and goodwill to men, you'll get your wish. The full moon in Cancer is on Tuesday, December 26th. After the merriment of yesterday, exhaustion has come in quickly. Rest up and relax and turn in early. Wednesday still holds the full moon's energy and extends the upbeat mood. Tune into your leadership skills and inner confidence to put an end to any long-standing family feuds and begin 2024 on a strong, secure note. This is a five-star day for romance and to socialize with friends. Thursday is a mixture of energy. On one side, there's an abundance of creativity thanks to a lunar grand trine. However, you might feel a delay or lack of ideas or not knowing where to start. Never give up. Once Mercury turns direct on January 1st, you will see clearly and know which way to move forward. Best to focus on family, friends, love, and sharing through New Year's. The universe is leading the energy of an abundance of life, inner expansion, exciting presence under the tree, and something very special for single loved ones looking for their soulmate. December 21st, 2023, and January 1st, 2024, suggests a simple New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. On New Year's Eve, emotions run high in the daytime, but luckily a wonderful festive atmosphere returns just in time for the countdown into 2024. On January 1st, New Year's Day, be careful when you're driving in traffic because Mercury is ending his retrograde cycle and anything can happen at the worst possible moment. This includes airport delays as well. Warm Venus is challenging cold Saturn to make for a mixture of conflicting energy. At the very least, sleep in on New Year's Day. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, wishing you a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and a wonderful holiday season. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. An honored guest come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
Let's busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Rush home with their treasures.
Snow crunch, see the kids bunch. This is Santa's big seal.
And above all this bustle, you hear silver bells. Silver bells,
silver bells,
soon it will be Christmas Day.
That was my Uncle Fred's favorite song, and he played it every time he came to our house at Christmas. After all, great ones, the masters, come. They come to remind us that we can and must become like them, for us to find the greatest happiness and the world to be spiritually evolved. Remember, we're in ascension, growing into the fifth dimension. As children of the divine, we too should endeavor to become the messengers of light, spreading divine love and brotherhood around the world. This, like all else, takes time, and it takes devotion and practice. Among all of the various activities of the holiday season, I invite you to take a few moments to pause and reflect on what it means to truly connect with the divine light within and to be one of the messengers of light that the world really needs at this time. BBS Radio and Let's Find Out offer you joyous Christmas greetings. We enter this holy season of spiritual promise. A heavenly peace emanates and increases through the strength from the infinite Christ consciousness, God's loving and omnipresent awareness in creation is here. If we make ourselves receptive, those elevating peaceful vibrations have a power to transform us profoundly by bestowing a tangible experience of our true soul nature, which is love. We are in transition to a whole new consciousness. That awakening and soul understanding is the gift I pray that you will receive this Christmas, wrapped with eternal care by our divine beloved God, inscribed by him with your name and placed in his perfect tenderness into your empty stocking. Meditation opens the door to the Christ consciousness, to all the higher vibration energies. We should be persistent and sensitively alert and let God's love and light expand from us and through us, from the spark of the Christ consciousness that has cradled each one of us. With a single-hearted loyalty to God, putting aside the many demands of his outer mission, Jesus would create opportunities to fully absorb himself in deep meditative communion with the Heavenly Father. Regardless of our outward role in the drama of creation, let us also commit to the paramount importance, especially in 2024, of regularly casting off the world to go with it, infusing with eager yearning for God our practice of our blessed methods of meditation, whatever that may be. It was at the behest of Jesus that the new spiritual chakra science was sent into this age as a priceless treasure. Through the chakra techniques and the new spiritual chakras and way of life and our devotion to God as his children, we can turn the motivating inspiration of Christ and the great ones into our own realization of strength, joy, wisdom, and love. As we do so, the Christ consciousness that was perfectly manifested in their life will be increasingly born in ours. This true celebration of Christmas will also empower us to courageously face and inwardly triumph over any challenges with which we are met in 2024. By taking shelter in the celestial gift of the spiritual chakras over time, our capacity to hold firm in the consciousness of divine support for ourselves and our loved ones and our world will expand, and we will gradually gain an intuitively assured faith that we are never outside the protection of our divine benefactor. My prayer for you is that your heart and your home be filled with the joys of this Christmas time, with the Christ energies, with the energies of all the masters, and that you will be filled always. Your stocking will always be filled and hung up with care, with the uplifting vibrations of unconditional love and endurance, enduring peace, continually flowing from the God, the Christ, and all the gurus. I'm wishing all of you a blessed Christmas. Now we're going to have a little family Christmas. We're going to have light one candle, a Christmas melody, and then Karen Carpenter is going to tell us about an old-fashioned Christmas. I'll be back after this.
Was denied. Light one candle for the terrible sacrifice justice and freedom demand.
Light one candle for the wisdom to know when the peacemaker's time is at hand. Don't let the light go out. It's lasted for so many years. Don't let the light go out. Let it shine through our love and our tears.
Light one candle for the strength that we need to never become our own foe. And light one candle for those who are suffering, pain we learned so long ago.
Light one candle for all we believe in, that anger not tear us apart. Light one candle to bind us together with peace as a song in our hearts.
eyes of sweet expectation, wondering what each present could hold, lying in their beds and impatient on long Christmas Eves of old.
It used to be that all the family would gather for this one.
Well, we all remember Christmas and our Christmas of our youth. I hope many of you had good times and warm Christmases with your family. Christ was the blessed teacher, and he always said, "Blessed is the peacemaker." His words and teachings are to bring people together, healing relationships, and to unite and resolve those relationships which are in conflict. There are a lot of people saying a lot of things. How many of them seek to bring people together? How many of them try to heal relationships and unite and resolve those relationships that are in conflict? How many of them? He came to teach us. He came to show us. He came for you and for me. And whether or not you believe in the stories, we have the Christ consciousness here. It is alive every single day. And you can fill your stocking with that energy to allow yourself to grow and expand and find the true meaning of love, love without fear, love and freedom, love that can be trusted. Not worried about unsolvable problems, but having them solved many times before you even ask. We're coming to the end of our show, but we do have some more messages. We have another message from the Carpenters, and from William Vitalis. Of course we have to have my William. And he's going to say, "Come to me, my Lord." We'll be back after that. Let's give a listen.
Stable, he came here for me. Born of a virgin, he came here for me. God's only son, come to set the world free. Born of God's love, and he came here for me. Say, Lamb of God.
light, guiding three wise men who rode through the night. He was called Baby Jesus. He came here for me. Born to this world, then he died here for me.
And that was William Vitalis. among of all the various activities of this holiday season, I invite you to take a few minutes to pause and reflect on what it means to truly connect with the divine light and be one of the messengers of light that the world so needs. My wish for you is that the joy which is Christ felt in his soul may come to you, and you may enter the portals of this new year, 2024, and the new world that's coming, and that you may take with you into every day that ever new wonderful joy of the Christ energies of love and resolving relationships and union with the divine. This is Elizabeth Joyce. Next week is New Year's Eve, and I will be on with all of my 2024 predictions. Thank you for listening to this very special program. I had a wonderful time putting it together. We're going to end with Joy to the World, and then the Alleluia Chorus, and of course, All Holy Night. Good night.